from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A local physician recruitment task force is asking the city of Timmins and several others for financial help to set up incentives to bring primary care doctors here and keep them here. The task force says the situation is currently critical and will only get worse. Member Michelle Stevens says on top of a shortage of family doctors, physicians working in the emergency department at TADH are exhausted, partly because of the number of primary care visits.
Primary care alleviates primary care visits. And a lot of the visits at the hospital are issues that could be solved within primary care.
The task force wants similar recruitment and retention packages to those in Iroquois Falls, Cochrane, Matheson, and other northern communities. Crime scene tape is up around a house on Ferguson Road in Porcupine, at least until police learn the cause of death of a man found inside last night. A family member notified Timmins police about the body. The Criminal Investigations Division will maintain control of the property, at least until a coroner pinpoints a cause of death. Here's another heavy check into the boards for Hockey Canada. Hockey Quebec tells the Canadian press it has lost confidence in the national organization and will be withholding funds from registration fees. Hockey Canada continues to defend its leadership, even though it admits to using registration funds to pay for uninsured liabilities, including sexual abuse claims against members of the 2013 and 2018 World Junior Men's teams. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says parents across the country have lost faith in the organization, and he calls it mind-boggling that Hockey Canada continues to dig in its heels. The music of a professional cellist will be heard at the Timmins Museum next Thursday. That cellist is Yu Pei. She just joined the Timmins Symphony Orchestra as principal cellist and to teach that instrument and piano at its music school. Director Josh Wood says the free museum event starts at 5 o'clock.
It's basically a welcome to Timmins for her and a chance for people to meet her and to see her play a little bit. My office at the studio is right next to hers, so I get to hear her practicing a lot. I said, man, she sounds really good.
You can also talk to Pei about taking lessons from her. Wood says many community members of the orchestra take up their instruments later in life. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.